Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Dr. David Orman, and you're listening to yet another 9 to Fine radio show, along with
Lisa Lytle. Hello, everybody.
And before we begin, we like to wish our long-term friends and long-term supporters and new people from the New England area much safety for this upcoming next couple of days. That storm looks like it's not going to be a whole lot of fun there.
No, I don't think so. So, yes, wishing everyone lots of safety and warmth.
Okay, well, today's 9 minute, 9 to 5 show is Thinking Big and how thinking big can change your life.
All right. Am I starting? You're starting. Go for it.
One of the things that always catches me about, probably since I was 20, I've been an observer, a student of people. I have a knack. I train myself and have a knack for listening and observing. And one of the things that I notice very quickly and consistently is there is so much more competition in the world, and certainly in our local community, for smaller things than there are bigger things. In other words, the higher you climb, the less the competition actually is. I find that quite interesting. More people usually fight for the lower-end jobs and the lower-end positions than they do the big boys.
Absolutely. I find that to be true with so many things in life. I mean, being a performing artist, wow, people would come up with lots of reasons not to pursue their art, not to pursue their creativity. But boy, I'll tell you, when you get out there and you're really doing it and you're in the mix, and you're a hard worker and you're determined and you set those big goals and you think big, it becomes like, you know, you're walking your way up the pyramid and that pyramid gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So go for it. Absolutely. Think big.
Yeah, I see that a lot, especially with my martial arts group. And I have a couple of schools here in the Orlando area. We're the only ones that have a couple of schools in the Russian martial art called Sistema. And it's quite interesting to see how people kind of hold themselves back. And one of the great opportunities that I am extremely grateful for is I get to show people, think big. The old adage, you know, reach for the stars, you never know. Yeah, even if you fall short, you're still in the stratosphere, that type of thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so true. I mean, I would have never, you know, if I had listened to all the naysayers, I would have never taken on music as a full-time career. I just ignored them, kind of obliviously went about my business. But you recognize pretty early on that the competition, yeah, it might be steep, but there are a lot less people, like David said, going for the big jobs than there are for the small ones. And people would fight tooth and nail for a $25 gig where I'd be out there banging away for the $250 one, you know, but just worth it. So yeah, number one, owning your worth. Part of thinking big is owning it, you know, recognizing that you deserve it. I think that's a big part of it.
See, I don't know if I'm cool enough to use the word gig, but I like it. Yeah, one of the drills, when I was in practice in South Florida, sometimes I would have different sessions where we'd have just kind of like classes. And I would say, write out 3 things that you would love to have. And people would write out to, and they were quite interesting things, and they were certainly good things. Now I say multiply it by 10. What I meant was, whatever that is, whatever you think, 10 times bigger, 10 times more of, 10 times classier, whatever the descriptor may be, write 10 times more. And then you would watch. The transformation, this is when I wish we had camera, you know, the what do they call that? Where you watch somebody, but over time, and then you could show it quicker.
Yeah, a time lapse.
Time lapse, mm-hmm. There you go. And in the beginning, it was almost a panic, like, what? I can't do that. I'm not allowed to. Those aren't the rules. And then slowly but surely, the gears would start to turn and maybe grind now and again, and then the first one would be written. And it's almost like, you know, waiting for, you know, a plague of locusts to come or perhaps a lightning strike. And then when it didn't, like, oh, I can keep this one and then write for the second one and then write for the third one. And by the end, and this is like a 5-minute period. I don't even know if it was that, maybe a 3-minute period. You'd watch people go from that to, wow, this is really exciting. This is what I, and you know, they would say, you know, this is what I really initially would want. And then after they wrote their 10 times bigger, wow, this is what I really want. And you that type of enthusiasm and passion for it. And you realize that's what you want. Just because you think you may not get it, or, you know, I have a tough time dealing with, you know, failure or whatever. Not only failure in life is the failure to participate in it. Everything else is just drama. Everything else is theater. Everything else is a game.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always amazed when we do coaching sessions with people, whether it be individual sessions or David and I working with someone together, how many people, when you try to get them in that mode of thinking big, they'll immediately start their kind of like list of things they want, but they'll start by telling you why they can't get it or what their story is, what's holding them back. And it's like, you just gave me 10 reasons why you think you can't even start with goal number one, whether that be, you know, something that happened in their childhood or something traumatic that happened, a divorce or someone passed away. And we all have life traumas to deal with. But they'll lead with that, like as if that's the reason why they haven't taken their life on. And I go and say, wow, just that's a great story. But if you start talking about your dreams and you start talking about the big things you want, pretty soon that's going to out-trump and outweigh everything else that they were just leading with.
Yeah, when we've worked with people, of course, we tailor-make it to the individual, what he or she desires. But as a general guideline, number one, clear out the blockages, the things that are preventing. And it kind of reminds me of, you walk into a room and it's all messy. And it's like, well, I have to learn how to be organized, and I have to learn how to be clean. Well, you know what? The cleanliness and the organization is already there. You just have to actually take the work and get rid of the stuff. The good stuff is already within you. The perfection is already within you. Your destiny, whatever you want to call it, whatever word works for you, is already there. And so we help people clear those blockages so that the skills and the passions and the gifts that you want to share with the world or you want to experience from the world can come forth.
Yeah, I think when you think big and you start really kind of getting juiced up about life, like you're just so excited, like the dream is so big that it is what guides you and gets you motivated every day to take action toward that dream, that goal, whatever that vision is. Because setting small ones, I got to tell you, you know, a week goes by and you're like, yeah, it just isn't motivating enough. But when you set really big things in front of you, it is what pulls you forward.
You know, we're coming, not, you believe we're coming at the end of January already? Time just flies by. They say, psychologists tell us that the 19th of January is the date that most New Year's resolutions fail. And I suspect they fail not because the person doesn't want them or doesn't have the skills or doesn't have the abilities. It's because they're not a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And when they become big, when they become so compelling, I always call them the what will you do if you had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning thing. And if you would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do it, I guarantee you with the right strategy and with our help or whatever the case may be, you will be able to get that and be able to succeed at that.
Absolutely.
This has been another 9 to Find radio show with Lisa Lytle and Dr. David Orman. Until next week, think big.